Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States Senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. The big news in Washington right now is Senator Dean Edwards' fight for the continuance of his subcommittee investigating organized gambling. Probes by senatorial committees have been numerous in recent years, but without funds, without the appropriation needed for its conduct, an investigation dies of malnutrition. There's been heated opposition to any further appropriation for the subcommittee on gambling. That's apparent now on the floor of the Senate chamber as Senator Edwards pleads his case.
Gentlemen, Senator Dilby has stated that gambling goes on now and will continue to go on in spite of our investigation.
Can you deny it, sir?
No, Senator Dilby, because it may very well be true.
Then why ask us to spend more money on a committee that can't get anywhere?
Because this committee can get somewhere. Because it's already made a great deal of progress and is on the threshold of important disclosures. That is why this subcommittee must be supported. Only with the support of this body can it bring to a successful conclusion the work already begun.
Mr. President,
the chair recognizes Senator Dilby.
Senator Edwards speaks of bringing the work of this subcommittee to a successful conclusion. I should like to ask, successful for whom? I feel that this investigation will gain only publicity for the members of the subcommittee.
Mr. President.
The chair recognizes Senator Edwards.
May I point out that this subcommittee is interested in publicizing only the operations of gambling syndicates. Casting the merciless light of publicity on the racketeers will definitely aid law enforcement officials in bringing them to justice. The syndicate is a vast conspiracy in rackets involving billions of dollars. Many local authorities are unable to cope with this powerful syndicate. When the syndicate cannot buy men or frighten them, it murders them.
And does the gentleman believe his subcommittee will stop this?
Yes, Senator Dilby, I have every hope that it will. But we must have money to pay for investigators, clerks, and the many expenses involved. If you want results, give us a modest sum to carry on the work already begun. I ask for an appropriation of $25,000.
Mr. President.
The chair recognizes Senator Dilby.
I move that no appropriation be granted for the vague purposes outlined by Senator Edwards.
Is there a second to this motion? Then I assume the gentlemen are in favor of granting the appropriation sought, namely the sum of $25,000.
Yes?
I thought I spotted you coming into the lobby of the hotel. My name is Dundee, James Q. Dundee. I don't think we've met.
Oh, I recognize the name, Mr. Dundee.
Well, now, that's very flattering, Senator.
I don't mean it to be. James Q. Dundee, Eastern Lieutenant for the Gambling Syndicate. Responsible only to William Bartell, czar of the outfit.
You're a smart man, Senator. You could go far.
Meaning what, Mr. Dundee?
Meaning if you're as wise as well as smart. Now, this investigation business won't get you anywhere.
Perhaps not. But it may get you somewhere.
Senator, we should all live and let live. You people run the government. We run our private business. We don't bother you. We don't like you bothering us.
Running the government is the legal business of the people.
Look, Senator, now you're a pretty big man. But you know something? You're not as big as our operations.
I understand you. And how you treat obstacles.
We're just businessmen, Senator. We only protect our interests.
And we have to protect the interests of the people.
You're making a mistake, Senator.
No, Mr. Dundee. I'm afraid you're making the mistake.
Welcome back to your office, Senator Edwards.
Well, Mary Kincaid, a social call or an assignment?
Both. It's always a pleasure to have an assignment here.
Well, what do you want to know?
When do you lower the boom on the big shots?
Well, we have our investigators working in several sections of the country. We're conducting hearings next week. Subpoenas have been issued for several big wheels of the syndicate, including the czar, William Bartell.
The big boy himself. You're reaching to the top, Senator. Got enough rope to pull him down?
I hope so.
If I know his reputation, you won't have. He gives lessons to eels. Only one way to nail Bartell.
What's that?
Get hold of the man who can tell you about Bartell's operations. His name is Joe Stefano.
Stefano? He's a gambler himself?
Of course he is. One of the biggest in Bartell's territory.
Part of his syndicate?
No, that's just it. He's an independent. The syndicate's been closing in on his territory. Mm-hmm. He's been fighting it longer than you have.
Well, what makes you think Stefano would give us the information we want?
Well, he knows he's fighting a losing battle against Bartell. They've muscled in on his rackets, hired men away from his organization, and, well, told him to join the syndicate or get wiped out.
And so far, he hasn't joined.
He's used to giving orders. But the Bartell mob's out to get him, and Stefano knows it. Twice they've tried to kill him, once with a booby trap in his car, second time by gunfire in front of his home.
Phew. Big money business, but it has its occupational hazards.
Stefano knows it. His organization's dwindled. He doesn't have the manpower to keep the syndicate mob out of his territory much longer. My paper sent a reporter out to interview him. He thinks Stefano might be persuaded to talk.
Fine. I'll get him to Washington.
Oh, be sure it's under wraps. A subpoena'd be a dead giveaway.
We'll make it an invitation. I'm grateful for your help, Mary.
Senator, you'd be surprised at how helpful I can be.
Who is it?
Senator Edwards.
When did I talk to you?
A half hour ago on the telephone.
What's the word?
Syndicate.
You alone?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Senator, but I gotta be careful.
I understand, Mr. Stefano. Now then, I suppose you're aware of the purpose of this investigation.
Yeah, I think so. You want to get something on the syndicate?
Correct. Now, my understanding is that you've also conducted gambling enterprises in western cities as an independent.
Yeah, I sure have. Doing fine, too, until Bill Bartell and his mob started moving in on the territories I built up from scratch.
Then you have definite information on the syndicate's operations?
Yes, Senator. I know plenty.
Will you testify before our Senate subcommittee? Will you give us the information we need to bring these men to justice?
Not me. I shoot off my mouth about Bartell. I'm doing me no good.
Well, you're not doing yourself any good letting Bartell thrive.
You wouldn't give me a clean bill of health?
No, Stefano, we wouldn't.
Okay, so I keep my mouth shut. You don't get me at any investigation.
Stefano, we can subpoena you to appear. And if you don't talk, we can hold you in contempt and jail you for it.
I'm on the spot all around, huh?
Yes, Stefano, you are. One way or another, you're on the way out. You realize that, don't you? Well, will you testify against Bartell?
I get it. I talk, but I still have to take my chances, huh?
That's the way it is. Will you testify?
I'm in a corner. Okay, I'll blow the whistle on Bartell and his hoods. If I'm going to be washed up, so is he.
Our subcommittee meets the day after tomorrow at 2. Will you be available then, along with any records you may have?
I'll be there. You make it easy on me, Senator, and I'll spill the stuff that will let you fry Bartell 99 ways.
I can't make any deals with you, Stefano. All I can promise you is a chance to state what you know that will help us put away the syndicate.
Okay, Senator. I'll have to go along on that. You call me when you're ready, and I'll give you an earful.
Thank you, Mr. Stefano. I'll be in touch with you.
So long, Senator.
Over here, Senator.
Mary, what's this all about? You asked me to meet you in front of this building, that you have something important to tell me.
And I have, Senator Edwards. Get in the cab, please.
Now, I have work to do. You get out of the cab, Mary, and tell me what this important information is.
On the way over. Come on, come on. I won't kidnap you.
Now then, if you'll stop the mystery, young lady, what's going on?
Take us over to the hotel now, driver.
Where are we going, Mary?
To Joe Stefano's hotel.
What for?
My papers had word from our Western office that some of William Bartell's boys were suddenly flying east.
Oh, I see. Mm. And they know that Stefano's in town.
And the reason why, Senator. Someone must have spotted him here and reported to Bartell, who put two and two together. The syndicate knows he's going to testify.
And they want to prevent that. It follows a pattern.
And that's why I figured you'd want to get over and see Stefano right away before they did.
Well, you're right, Mary. Measures must be taken for his safety. Stefano should be our most valuable witness. Without him, our case against William Bartell won't stand up.
Yes, Senator, and unless you can get Bartell, you can't get the syndicate. He dangles all the strings.
I underestimated the man. I didn't believe he'd dare send any of his hoodlums to Washington. Well, I'll phone for a guard for Stefano as soon as we reach him.
Well, we're here. Hotel looks peaceful enough. Not a machine gun in sight.
Oh, here you are, driver. Keep the change.
What room's he in?
Number 210. I think we can go right up.
Ah, Senator Edwards. How's your health, Senator?
Oh, good, Mr. Dundee, and I intend to keep it that way.
I hope you do, but you never know.
Mr. Dundee is Eastern Manager of the Syndicate, Mary, in charge of Watch and Warn.
Yes, I've met Mr. Dundee.
That's right, at my club. How are you, Miss Kincaid?
If you don't mind, Mr. Dundee, we're in a rush.
Oh, sure, Senator. And, I hope you find what you're looking for. So long.
I didn't like the sound of that.
Nor I. Here, let's take the elevator. Two, please.
Think Dundee means trouble?
It's very possible. Joe Stefano's room's just around the corner.
I'm following you, Senator.
Here we are.
Well, look, door's open.
Well, let's go in.
No sign of him. Look at those bureau drawers and his luggage.
Ransacked.
Somebody was hunting something.
And they've taken the whole room apart.
And your star witness is missing.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. A senatorial investigation may be spearheaded by one man, but it takes many men to bring it to a successful conclusion. The members of the committee, its staff of investigators, perhaps a special counsel, experts from other departments of government, necessary witnesses. The loss of one key witness may seriously impair an entire investigation. Note the concern of Senator Dean Edwards as he consults his friend Mel Manning of Central Intelligence.
Thanks for coming right over to the office, Mel. I'll have to admit that Joe Stefano's disappearance puts me in a spot.
Yeah, probably puts him in a spot, too. Why didn't you have me put a guard on him the minute he got into town?
Frankly, it didn't occur to me.
That's great. You import a witness who's dynamite to the syndicate, and you don't figure out an explosion. Dean, you're slipping.
I didn't think they'd dare try any rough stuff in Washington. I was wrong.
Certainly were. A bad egg's a bad egg anywhere, even in the capital. Well, I'll alert the Secret Service and get the local police on it, too. But I wouldn't bet a dime on Stefano's chances if the syndicate got to him.
But isn't it possible he was warned somehow and skipped out before they could reach his room?
It's possible, but I wouldn't count on it.
Mel, Dundee was in that hotel lobby when we got there. I'm sure he knows something about this.
He was strolling around, wasn't he? Didn't have Stefano with him, did he?
Oh, no, of course not.
No basis for picking him up, then. He has a perfect alibi. You.
Well, how do you figure?
You saw him in the lobby, not in Stefano's room. He wasn't with Bartell's gunman, and he wasn't carrying any of Stefano's property. You're his out.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I suspect he engineered the entire deal.
Sure, Dean, I suspect him, too. But if we went around arresting men on suspicion, the jails wouldn't be big enough to hold them.
Yeah, just a moment. That's funny. No one here.
Look, Dean. Under the door. An envelope.
Whoever left it didn't want to be discovered.
What is it?
A note. And signed by Stefano.
Important?
It can be. Very important. Had to hide out in New York State to keep from getting bumped. Washington's too hot for me. We'll give you deposition from this hideout if wanted. If you want to see me, get hold of Pete Wald, pilot of private plane at airport. He can be trusted. He'll fly you to my new location, Joe Stefano.
It might be a phony.
Yeah, of course, Mel, but it's Stefano's signature.
It is? Well, let me check up on Pete Wald.
You ever hear of this Wald fellow?
No, not yet. But I'll find out about him. Oh, airport? This is Mel Manning, Central Intelligence Agency. I'd like some information on a pilot who uses your field. Name's Pete Wald. Operates a private sightseeing plane. Good record, former Army pilot. All right, thanks very much.
I gather he's trustworthy.
Looks like it. I don't see why you can't fly to New York with him. Only be careful, will you, Dean? I'm counting on you for Sunday morning golf.
I'll be careful, Mel. I wouldn't want to ruin your game. When did you see Stefano, Mr. Wald?
I didn't really see him, Senator Edwards.
You didn't? Then how do you know where to take me?
A messenger brought me instructions from Stefano. Said if you came to the field, I was to fly to Long Island, Mineola, and you'd get further instructions there. He paid me in advance for the round trip. Pretty good fee.
Do you have that note with you?
Sure. Just grab the controls for a minute while I look in my pockets, will you?
I'll try.
Just hold it steady. Let me see where I put that note. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, thanks. If Senator Edwards comes to field, please fly him to Roosevelt Field, Mineola, Long Island. He will be met by messenger with further instructions there. I'm enclosing $500. Joe Stefano. That's his signature, all right.
I hope everything's okay, Senator. It's a little unusual for me to get an assignment like this, but you know how it is. I'm in business for myself and glad to pick up a buck any way that's legal.
Of course. You usually fly in the Washington area, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Mostly I've got a sightseeing business. Pick up 4 or 6 people at $5 a head. Circle over Washington Monument, Mount Vernon, places like that. There's no fortune in it, but it's a living.
How long will it take to reach Mineola?
Well, we've been out about 15 minutes. Maybe another hour and 5 minutes. Hey, are you smoking, Senator?
No, I'm not.
Funny. I smell smoke.
So do I. In fact, I can see it.
Yeah, it's drifting in from the tail compartment, Senator. I don't like it. Controls don't feel right.
Well, what can you do, Mr. Wald?
Look back, Senator. There's a fire extinguisher in the cabin. You get it and see if you can spray that tail compartment where the smoke's coming from. I've got to hang on here.
Of course.
I'm going to contact Washington and circle back.
But do you think you can make it?
I hope so.
I'll get at the fire.
There's 6-1 Victor calling National Airport. 6-1 Victor calling National Airport.
National Airport to 6-1 Victor. Come in.
6-1 Victor reporting to National Airport. 15 minutes northeast of Washington. Fire in the tail compartment. Shooting CO2 gun. Controls getting mushy. Losing altitude. Request emergency procedure. Over.
National Airport to 6-1 Victor. Got it. Standing by. Clearing field for you. Emergency procedure in effect. Over. Over.
Senator Edwards?
Yes?
I'm Jonathan Alden of Civil Aeronautics. You requested a report on the cause of the fire in Peter Wall's plane.
I did, Mr. Alden. What have you learned?
Our CAA engineers have been making an exhaustive check on the plane ever since its return. They found some extra pieces of material that seem very suspicious.
Oh. In other words, it was sabotage, Mr. Alden.
That would be our conclusion.
Tell me, Mr. Alden, who had access to this plane?
We have several names on that score, and we'll summon them for questioning.
Do you have the list with you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. Here. You see, in addition to Peter Wald, there's his assistant, Michael Brophy, who often alternates in flying the plane. Also, the gasoline serviceman, Thomas Kralsek. Then there are the regular maintenance mechanics, Ward Kiefer and Jack Rainey.
I notice this is a carbon copy. You have other copies of this list?
Certainly, Senator. You may have this one if you like. As I say, we intend to question all of these individuals, but it may take some time. Wall's assistant, Brophy, left this morning on a week's vacation trip. And one of the mechanics, Rainey, resigned his job this afternoon.
I see. Well, I'm very much obliged, Mr. Alden.
That's all right, Senator. We'll keep you informed on what we discover. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Alden. Hello, Mel. Dean. A CAA inspector, Jonathan Alden, was just here and left me a list of names of people who had access to the plane. Oh, you have a copy of the list already? Fine. I'd like you to check two of the names for me. Michael Brophy, Arlington address, and Jack Rainey, who lives in Georgetown. Check their records with all the agencies. See what you can learn, huh? Thanks.
I'm honored by your visit, Senator Edwards, but I don't understand what it's all about.
It's about Wald's plane, Mr. Rainey. You might have some information.
I'm afraid not, Senator. Last time I checked, it was yesterday. Ward Kiefer checked it today. You see, I quit my job this afternoon.
So I understand. Another job?
Yeah. New York, starting next week.
That car in the driveway is yours?
Yeah. Bought it last week for the trip.
And this new furniture? Did you buy that for the trip, too?
Well, I didn't realize I was leaving when I bought it.
I'm informed you bought your wife a diamond ring recently, too.
Well, she never had a diamond, the poor kid.
Mr. Rainey, isn't it true that you lost a great deal of money at Jim Dundee's gambling house?
Yes, I did.
And yet you suddenly blossom out with a new car, furniture, and jewelry. Now, where did all that money come from?
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do. This sudden prosperity doesn't jibe with your salary as a mechanic or with your recent gambling losses. Then a plane is sabotaged because I happen to be on it.
I didn't know you'd be on it.
Oh. Now, what did Bartell and Dundee have to do with this?
They gave the orders. Now, look, Senator.
And you took them.
I had to, Senator. It was the only way to square my debts. They'd have killed me.
As they killed Joe Stefano?
They haven't killed him yet, Senator. They need him to write you those notes. They don't know you're back yet.
Where is Stefano now?
Shack in the woods just outside of Georgetown. Dundee's men are keeping him there till after dark, Senator.
Where's your phone? I think Central Intelligence will be able to reach Stefano before dark. Gentlemen, it is the pleasure of this subcommittee to report the arrest of William Bartell, overlord of the syndicate, and his Eastern Lieutenant James Q. Dundee, as a result of the testimony of Joe Stefano and Jack Rainey. The arrests are for sabotage, kidnapping, and attempted murder. Now, the work of many men has gone into this investigation. And I believe we now have the syndicate bosses on charges that will stick and can go ahead to get the minor figures and to smash this network of gambling, vice, and corruption.
Mr. President, the chair recognizes Senator Dilby. I move that this body issue an additional appropriation to continue the fine work of the subcommittee to completion.
Thank you, Senator Dilby. And I'm happy to second the motion.
You have heard the motion. Is there any opposition? The motion is approved and the appropriation will be issued.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tyrone Power. I like America because the supreme power in our land is held by the people. Not by dictators, not by autocrats and despots who can do as they please. You and I hold the reins. We choose men to manage our government for us, and if we find anyone who doesn't measure up to our standards, we have the right to remove him and to select someone else in his place. This is a great privilege, this right of franchise, because it's the basic safeguard for all our freedom. Ours is a government of the people. The Greeks had a word for it. Demos, the people, and Kratos, rule. That is the meaning of our democracy, that the people rule. And if we are wise and interested in government, we will always have wise and beneficial government in America, where the people rule.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.